Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Yes, me. Yes, me. Yes, me. Aye, aye, aye. I said yes, me. If not me, who? I said, yes, me.
Yes, me.
The nations are waiting for you.
Yes,
your family is waiting for you.
Yes,
Lasso is waiting for you.
Yes,
Nigeria is waiting for you.
Yes,
come on now, the nations of the earth are waiting for you.
Yes,
go to 10 people, look them in the eye, shake them up and say, yes, you.
Yes, you.
Come on now, come on now.
Hey!
Hey! Ha yala baka sata la bahala das. Hey! In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain, and many shall run to it. I declare that the government spaces are waiting for you. Oh, you do say yes, me. I say entertainment is waiting for you.
Yes,
the media space is waiting for you.
Yes,
the economic space is waiting for you.
Yes,
if you believe it, shout yes, me. And in case the devil told you a lie between yesterday and now, I came to tell you the truth. The truth remains that you are anointed. You are chosen of God. And God has not changed his mind about you. I'm talking about you. Out of this country shall come forth a generation, an army that will take the gospel of the kingdom from this nation to Africa and to the nations of the earth. If you are part of that generation, shout yes, me. This is not just a local church. This is a movement. Did you hear what I said? This is an apostolic movement. And you are part of what God is set to do. Africa is like a gun. If you check the map of Africa, it's like a gun pointing down. Talk to me, talk to me. It's like a gun pointing down, like a pistol pointing down. East Africa is where you put in the bullets. South Africa is the nozzle. But guess what? Oh, you didn't hear that. Guess what? West Africa. Should I say Nigeria? Should I say Lagos? Is the trigger. Are you getting ready to pull the trigger? Hey! The nations are waiting for you. Pull the trigger in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and give a shout. The floodlight of heaven is on Africa. The median age in Africa right now is 18. It's on your generation. We will take the gospel back to Europe. They brought it to us, but we are taking it back to them. You didn't hear what I said. I said we are taking it back to them. So when you see our brothers filling out stadia and arenas in Europe, is God giving you a sign? During the lockdown, songs out of Nigeria, Waymaker, different songs began to go to the nations of the earth. Well, that's the sign that when the sound goes forth, an army is about to follow. Did you hear what I just said? In entering Canaan, in crossing Jericho, Joshua said to them, blow the trumpet. Carry the ark and blow the trumpet. And then you shout. because with every move of God, first comes the sound. Ah, yeah. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Whenever God wants to move, he releases a sound.
Yeah.
The beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. Then the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep, and God spoke. He released the sound. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place in one accord. Then he released the sound. Listen to me. The sound has been going forth out of Nigeria in the last 10, 15 years. I dare say to you that you are that army that must follow that sound. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And the sound always comes through the entertainment space. It comes through the prophetic voices. That's why Nollywood and the sound, the music of this country, negative and positive. Did you hear what I just said? Even our brothers on the other side who needs to be saved, they are filling out arenas around the world. They are winning all the awards. The reason is this. There's something about Nigeria. In fact, there's something about you. No, your yes, you is very paralyzed. There's something about you. You were born for such a time as this. So you are a trigger. Anywhere you go, you catalyze the move of God. You're not behaving like a trigger. Shake the person by your side and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Akatalabaha. I need the right sound. You need to tell that person, I'm here to catalyze. I'm here to mobilize. I'm here to stir you up. There's something inside of you. You give them something. You give them something. You give them something. Hey! 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 Look at your neighbor again and say, are you a Nigerian? Are you a Nigerian? So if you're a Nigerian, you're a trigger. The second thing is that if you're Nigerian, I'm sorry if there's any other person that is not Nigerian here. You are welcome. Just feel us. Those online, everywhere. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. If you're a Nigerian, you're an ego. One of the ways you know the destiny of a nation are some of the signs, the flags, the national anthem, the coat of arms of that country. Our coat of arms has two horses. Then it has an eagle. An eagle is a superior bird. An eagle is a leading bird. An eagle is a visionary bird. An eagle is a high flyer. Well, I came to announce to you, you are rising up to lead the nations. Help me on this mic. I said you're rising up to lead the nations. You will lead and others will follow. You will bring the word of the Lord to the nations. Your visions will not just be local, it will be global. Right. I've been around a bit. Some African countries, there's nobody like Nigerians. It doesn't matter what is happening to Nigeria. You never see him put his head down. In the midst of where crisis, he's jumping. He's looking for ways to make things happen. We are survivors. We know how to... You didn't hear what I said. I hear that some of you are writing exams and you still came here today. Hey! Hey! Una de Creso! That devil is in trouble! Gather unto me those who have made a sacrifice with me by sacrifice. So when you do things like this, you are cutting covenants. Your mates think you are not smart. They don't understand. The race is not to the swift. They don't understand. That's what is called 10 times better. They don't understand. That's what is called superior knowledge. You have the mind of Christ, which means if Jesus writes that exam, he cannot fail. Hey! Oh yeah. You don't need to read 10 hours like them if a meeting like this is going on. Come to meeting, do the meeting, and then you go baraka to belete. And in 3 hours, God will... Oh yeah. last one, I say wisdom.
Wisdom.
They think you're wasting your time. They don't know that the way to crush time is to invest time into eternity. You didn't hear what I just said. I said, when you take your time and you invest it into spiritual things, you are, because in the realm of eternity, in the realm of the spirit, there is no chronological time. So when you come here, you tap into something in God that by the time you come out, what you should have gotten in 10 years, you get it in 10 months. Well, I was saying that you're a leader if you're a Nigerian. You're an eagle. That's why we are fighting everywhere. We want to go and fight in Niger when we have not finished fighting. You understand? Because eagle nations behave like that. America behaves like that. Because they're also an eagle nation. They just put their mouth where, you know. I go to Nairobi, I go to Pretoria and Johannesburg, and we're watching Nigerian movies, and they're telling me, are you a brother to Ake and Papa? I said, do I look short? How do you? I said, are you okay? They're watching us to see what we will do. That's why I decree and I declare, this devil that is trying to project a corrupt nation, that is trying to make Nigeria a mess in the nations, I declare that the church is rising. You are rising. We will get it right in Aso Rock. Because some of us who come from the Rock of Ages are entering there. Yay! Hear me by prophecy. This country is not going down. It doesn't matter what's happening. God is going to shake the foundations. And before or by 2025, prophecies will be fulfilled. Because by 2025, Nigeria will be one of the most desirable nations. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't have to look like it. You don't have to believe a prophet. But a prophet stood and said, by this time tomorrow. That prophecy was so powerful. He said to them, by this time tomorrow, there will be so much economic boom. There will be so much. And those, some people did not believe. A wise man, an economist, who was an advisor to the president, he said, oh God, this thing cannot happen. He said, you see it with your eyes, but you will not touch it. That won't be your story. Pastor Mavis, that prophecy had time to it, 24 hours time. That prophecy had place to it. Which means if they really believe the prophet, that by this time at the gates of Samaria, if you have been suffering for 3.5 years, what you should be doing is carry your load and start going towards the gates of Samaria. That makes sense. What they should have done was put on GPS. How many hours to get to Samaria? Find an Uber. Do something. But because they have been so bound in unbelief, they have been so bound in disbelief that they didn't know God will come through them. A lot of people have stopped believing in this nation. But I came to announce to you, there are some lepers. There are some people who people don't even believe can rise up. Some of them are the backside of the city. Some of them are in this room where I came to announce to you, as you begin to step out in faith, as you begin to believe God, God is going to amplify your feet. You are the one that God is going to use to bring prosperity, to bring deliverance, to bring recovery to this nation. If you believe, shout yes me. Came to prophesy over you that you are part of that generation. Thirdly, if you're a Nigerian, you're a missionary. You didn't say amen to that one. Because all you know about missionary is poverty. Look at someone and say, I'm a missionary. The word mission or missionary is the same word as apostolic. It's Greek and Hebrew. So you can say I'm apostolic. You don't want to say you are missionary. What that means is this. If you're a Nigerian, you are designed for the nations. You are designed to go places. You are designed to be on the go. Am I talking to somebody in here? We are a going people. Nigeria is the most dispersed nation apart from the Jewish people. Which means if you go anywhere in the world, even in Antarctica, and you don't find a Nigerian, leave that place. It's not safe for habitation. Especially the people from my side. And some Yoruba guys, so Nigerians are just designed to travel. Do you know flying out from Nigeria is one of the most expensive right now in the world? But you still go to airports, you go to embassy, people are lining up. There's just something that tells us, yeah, carry your bag, travel. I went to South Africa. Young people in South Africa don't want to travel anywhere. You tell them, I'm good here. But Nigerians, as they're looking at you now, like 10% of you already, you're filling forms every day. Canada, USA, which one will enter? If you like, feel. If you don't like, listen. As you are filling that form, it's the missionary spirit that is doing you. You will not go there and you will not lose your faith going there. I'm talking to a generation. That's why I say you are not Jack Bain. You are on assignment. I'm a missionary. God is sending you to the nations. God is sending you to different spaces. And I decree in the name of Jesus, you receive that capacity to be apostolic. Yeah. Father, move in this place. Thank you for Pastor Mavis and Regina. Thank you for the gift of these ones that you're using to share a generation, to father and parent a generation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a new season you're bringing them into. A season of activating a movement. A season of beginning to see the bigger picture of what you're calling them to do as a people. And I just thank you, Father, that we come into all that you have called us to be as a church.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So go to 3 or 4 people and say, the miracle is in your hand. The miracle is in your hand. Is in your hand. Touch their hands. Tell them it's in your hands. It's in your hands. Signs and wonders are in your hands. Supernatural dimensions in your hands. Come on now, multiply dimensions of grace in your hands. Look at someone and say, it's in your hands. Sit for a while. Oh, glory to God. Hey! Yesterday I spent time just speaking into your identity, speaking into your sense of consciousness that you are the one God wants to use to do great and mighty things, that you too can walk in the supernatural. You need to find that sound. You need to find that sound. That you too can walk in the supernatural. You can walk in the spirit of the miraculous. You can walk in the dimensions of the power of God, like no other. God is speaking to a generation to carry his presence, to carry his power, and to fulfill his purpose. Your pastor tells me that this year you've been talking about signs and wonders, and you're talking about the supernatural move of God. And I want you to know that you are not too young to carry the power of God. You are not too young to operate in the dimensions of the supernatural. Well, Jesus looked at his disciples at a time when the supernatural needed to kick in, at a time when miracles needed to happen. His disciple came to him and said, come on, we can't feed these people. We don't have enough here to feed the people right now. And Jesus looked at them. It felt like they were coming to Jesus to solve the problem. But Jesus looks at them and says, you solve the problem. So Jesus was saying to them, when he said, you give them something, he was trying to say to them, I want you to know that there's something you have. My purpose and my plan is not fulfilled if I'm the only one carrying out this miracle. I want a people to understand they have what it takes as my church in the earth to spread the bread of life, to release me to the nations, to release me to the environment wherein they have been planted. God is calling you to be part of that army that he's raising up, that expression of his body that will touch the nations of the earth. So when Jesus saw the multitude, he saw an opportunity for ministry. When he saw the multitude, he saw an opportunity for miracles. When he saw the crowd, he saw the opportunity for lives to be changed. And so the Bible says that Jesus, when he saw the multitude, he saw them as sheep without shepherd. And if you pace back a bit in the verse ahead, before the verse we read today, said that he then began to teach them. He began to teach them principle. When Jesus, he saw the multitude and was moved with compassion, they were like sheep without shepherds. So he began to teach them many things. So the multitude that Jesus saw was an opportunity for principles to be taught. Yes, it was an opportunity to teach principles. Well, I want to announce to you that the church is here to teach the world. You are here to teach the world. Yes, you. I said, yes, you. You are here to teach the world. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 20, he says, we'll go make disciples. Or 28, verse 19, he said, go make disciples of all nations, teaching them. 28 verse. That's right. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. A translation will say, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. The next verse, verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. So Jesus's intention for the multitude of people, the nations of the earth, is that his church will teach the world how to do life. And when I talk about the church, I'm talking about you as part of the church that he's raising up. The mountain of the Lord's house, Micah chapter 4, the Bible says will be exalted above every other mountain. What that means is this: the church will become the standard. Oh, did you hear what I just said? I said the church will become, now it shall come to pass in the latter days, the mountain of the Lord's house. The last time I checked, you are the mountain of the Lord's house. He said you shall be established. So there will be establishment in church. When people want to learn how to build institutions, they will come to church. Oh, did you hear what I just said? When people want to employ the best hands, they will come to church. Did you know that the church is the best place to learn leadership? In fact, the first place to learn leadership. If you can lead people without paying them. If people can follow you without you paying them, you're a better leader than somebody who is only followed because he can pay. Did you hear what I said? When you're on a job, you're saying yes sir and yes ma'am to your boss, not really because you like them or you want to follow them. It's because at the end of the month, Mammon has to answer. Not you anyway. I hope you're not that one that's in the marketplace just to make money. No, we're not in the marketplace just to make money. We're in the marketplace to make men. You didn't hear what I said. We serve, we sell, and we save. We serve in the marketplace, we sell in the marketplace, and then we save souls in the marketplace. That's not my focus this evening. Well, so the church is a place where principles are taught. The church is the place where the principles of God must be taught. We are meant to disciple the nations. People say we're established. So leadership in church, God is preparing you to lead institutions. You're ushering here, you're leading people, with different character. You know, church people have character. Maybe not in this church. In the church where I come from, not everybody is nice. Maybe everybody is nice in Potter's house. Some of these people here, when they step on your toes, they really step hard. Has anyone here anointed you before, but you needed the Holy Ghost to just forgive? Anybody here? Anybody? This church is a very holy church. Nobody has anointed you in this church. No usher has put you in a seat you don't want to sit. No? Nobody has not greeted you when you wanted them to greet. Please, if you find a church that does not have any issues, if you find a church in this city that does not have anybody that annoys you, please leave that church. Don't join that church because you'll be the one to poison that church. It doesn't exist. The person's offense will come. Offense will come. But woe to him through whom it comes. Look at someone and say, we are here together. This church will be here. Whether you annoy me or not, I'm committed here. Look at someone and say, I'll be in your life for longer than you can imagine. Look at the other person and say, get used to my face. The church is not full of perfect people. It's full of people who are serving a perfect God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going somewhere with this. That God is calling us to be that church that would teach the nations principles. But when Jesus saw the multitude, he began to teach them. So we must teach them. When I say you give them something to eat, I'm saying you go teach them something. Are you getting the context? I'm saying you have a body of knowledge the world around you doesn't have. You have a curriculum by which you must teach the world. He said the mountain of the Lord's house, put it back there. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain. And then it shall be exalted above the hills. What that means is this. There are hills. There are mountains. We know about the seven mountains, government, entertainment, media, all of those mountains. Some people call it 10 mountains. Some call it 12 mountains. Whatever it is, there are cultural shapers. The cosmos, the things that shape how we do life. Church is supposed to be higher than all of these hills. We're supposed to be elevated in our economy and our civilization. When you are born again, you are part of a kingdom that is higher than the kingdoms of this world. You are in Nigeria, but not of Nigeria. You have a Nigerian passport, but you have another passport. Your citizenship is in heaven. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You were made in heaven, you were only assembled in Nigeria. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. I said you were made in heaven, you were only assembled in Nigeria. Anybody that is not born again has only one citizenship. When you become born again, you have dual citizenship. You've been born twice. The first time you were born, you were Nigerian. The second time you were born, you were kingdom. You understand the born again now. So don't be comparing yourself to somebody that does not belong to a country you belong. Say, the guy is nice, Pastor Gideon. He's really driving out in the nice stuff. He's Pastor Gideon, you need to see him. He really has a vision for his life. Is he born again? When I ask you, is he born again? I'm saying, is he part of our country? I'm asking you, is he, Ayakata? Does he belong here? You're not meant to marry out of your country. You cannot be speaking in tongues like this in this house. Mbrakatu Zembaha. And you go and marry somebody and say, no, don't take that tongues thing. I just like to pray to God in English. Ah. I like to be articulate when I come to God. I just like to express. I say, after 2 minutes, all his English has finished. And you are now struggling. I say, Talu Stanromi, waiting happen, Shakaba. Lord, help. Do you become a prayer warrior all your married life? That won't be your portion. You marry a guy, when after proposing, you say, Karabakita, he will say, Egedumba, Edondo Sapalahata. What does that mean? Our children's name will be Oluwaseun. Are you feeling me? You can. Don't marry a guy that is not a worshiper. All these guys that comes to church and they're just checking everybody out. They just don't marry him. Tell the sister around you, say, don't marry him. You know the ones you should marry? The ones that before worshippers come up, before they sing, they're already father. Those ones are more romantic. I hope you know there's a connection between worship and romance. A man that can worship the invisible can romance the visible. The guy not see anybody. He's on his knees and he's saying, Yeshua. Sharia kata la brata. Yeshua. My beloved is the most fire.
And thousands
and my beloved. Hey, Yaka. The most beautiful Akada.
Among
thousands. Don't do. Look at someone and say, don't marry him. Please, you guys, I have 28 minutes. If I don't finish my message today, I will deal with all of you. Calm down. We must teach the nations principles. Did you hear what I said? Principles. The Bible says in that scripture, and the people shall flow to it. The next verse, I love it. It says in the next verse, many nations, not some, not many nations, shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Potter's transformation house. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of, put your name there. I'm talking about you. This is God. He will teach us his principles. He will teach us how to live life. Go make disciples. Go teach the world. Makaka, you've got something to give. You've got a curriculum that the world is waiting for. No MBA school has that curriculum. Every other thing is a cheap copy. You didn't hear what I said. Every financial principle you need was sourced from here. It's okay to go to MBA classes, but I'm saying you need to have read this book to understand that every other thing the world is doing catch up. This is the book that will teach you government, governance, corporate governance. It will teach you that real leadership is not everybody serving you. That real leadership is how many people you serve. That real leadership is not a miloko. Tell them I said so. It's not scripture. No. Real leadership is I want people local. Pastor, don't talk politics. That's what has been killing us. Pastor, don't talk politics. You don't know when Jesus showed up. When he said, I will build my church. It was not a spiritual statement. As at the time he said it. Was a political statement. Oh God, do I want to go there? When he used the word church, it was not a new word. It was a word that related to the government of Caesar. Caesar had a group of people that he empowered to go to nations and take over territories. That group of people were called Caesar's Ecclesia, the word from which we get church. So when Jesus said, me too, I will build my church. Now, Jerusalem was under the influence of Caesar, was a colony of Rome when he was saying that. So it was a treasonable statement. He was a rabbi going into matters he should not go into. We will not stop talking about government until you rise up and enter into political parties and begin to stand in there to teach them the ways of God. You know how to lead. You didn't hear what I said. Because the one you are following is the greatest leader of all times. The guy, 33 years old, died, left and went to heaven. 2,000 years after, he's the most followed man on earth. That's a leader. Before there was Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Thread, all the following. He looked at Twitter and said, follow me. Without phone, he said, follow me. They were not clicking with their fingers, they were clicking with their hearts. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear what I said. And when you follow him, he said, I will make you. You, some of you are following people that have never made anything in your life. I'm following Cristiano Ronaldo. He's the most followed person online, on social media and all that. I'm following you. You are proud that you are following him. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know your family. He doesn't know anything. But the one I'm talking about, you are not just following him. He lives on the inside of you. Do I have 5 people here, 6 people here who are excited about following Jesus? Who are not just fans, who are not just spectators, who are true followers of Jesus, who are disciples of Jesus. Lift your voice and shout, Jesus! How can you be shouting about a man who you have never seen physically if he's not a leader? If you have him inside of you, everybody should employ you to lead. The spirit of God is a leadership spirit. It's a governing spirit. I'm talking about, or sit for a while, teaching the world how to do government. We will teach the world. We'll teach them governance. We'll teach them marriage. Oh, do you believe that? Like I've always said, we'll teach them that it's not Adam and Steve. I said, we will teach them, it's not Adam and Steve. I'm not a girl locked up in a boy's body. That devil is a liar. It's doing sometimes. I'm a guy locked up in a lady's body. Pit of hell, devil. Some of you are believing mental illness. It's not mental illness, demonic possession. 17-year-olds are committing suicide. What have they? Do they have children? Are they paying house rent? What suicide? What? You see at 21 years, I'm depressed. From what? What happened? Depressed that you carried what on your head? When you become 51, what will you be if you are depressed at 21? You'll be depression. We will teach the world that there is a river that makes glad the city of God. We'll teach the world, be not drunk with wine. Where there is excess, but be filled in the Holy Ghost. We'll teach the world that we don't smoke tobacco. We don't drink alcohol. We are not high on ganja. You didn't hear what I said. We are full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody lift your voice and give a shout. You didn't hear what I said. We teach the world that we are faster than Ferrari. I want Sarah to Ferrari law. You didn't hear what I said. Elijah levels. We will not eat Babylonian food. We will not eat the king's meat. We will not drink what they are drinking. Give us the Holy Ghost. Give us some 20 days of glory. You didn't hear what I said. Give us some ayaka, yaka, kaka. When we finish smoking it, after 3 hours, we can walk on water. Those guys out there, they need to be high to do this thing I'm doing right now. But they don't know high because they don't know the most high. Hey! There's high, yo, and there's the most high. I said if you have the most high, shout hallelujah!
Jehovah, you are the most high.
Jehovah,
you are the most high God.
Jehovah,
you are higher limbs.
high, you're high on the Most High. Give a crazy shout. I said, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, give a crazy shout. I don't know why you are not carrying your tears. I don't know why you're not running around. I don't know why you're not dancing, shouting, giving God the praise.
Glory.
Hey. You are the mighty God.
The great I am.
Hallelujah. Sit down. Look at someone, say, I'm high, you. You're not behaving like you're high. Tell them, I'm high, yo. When they are high on alcohol, they speak nonsense. When we are high on the Holy Ghost, we go rakata kata. Jajajebo Josho. When they are drunk, they speak what doesn't make sense. When we are drunk, we speak spirits. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey,
yeah, hey, yeah,
hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey,
yeah,
hey, yeah, hey, yeah,
hey, yeah,
hey, yeah, hey, yeah,
hey, yeah,
hey, yeah, hey, yeah,
hey, yeah,
hey, yeah,
hey, yeah,
one more time. Hey, yeah. One more time, lift your voice and give a shout. Sit. These are not men drunk with wine. According to Peter, after the day of Pentecost, they said, what's happening to these people? They are speaking a language. They are speaking in other languages. And the Peter stood up and said, this is not drunkenness as you consider drunkenness. It's another level of drunkenness. He said, this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Somebody say, I prophesy. No, you didn't say like you believe. Say, I prophesy. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. You have to be a Christian to prophesy. You are the first prophetic voice to speak into circumstances. Thank God for the prophets over your life. But there's what's called the operation of the prophetic. You don't need to be an apostle to be apostolic. Get that book and read it. You don't have to be a pastor in church to be pastoral. Yeah. You don't have to be an evangelist doing crusades to be evangelistic. You don't need to know Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic to be a teacher. You too can walk in the principles of God's word. Look at how we teach the world. We teach the world. Say, I teach the world. Look at how I say, you teach them. You teach them. Is it making sense? So when they want to know about marriage, I want everybody married here to stand. Can we celebrate all the couples in here? All the people who are married in this place. I don't know about you. Celebrate them. If you've never been married for 1 hour, if you've never been married for 2 days, if you've never been married for 2 weeks, if you've never been married for 2 years or 3 years, better clap and celebrate. We celebrate all of you standing because you are a proof that marriage works. Our models will no more be people who can keep a home together. You didn't hear me. Our models will not be people who have married seven times over. When you see a man that have been with a woman, how many years, sir? 8. Do you know what is 8? 8 years. It's not 8 minutes. So. Some of you cannot even live with somebody for 8 months. That your roommate found out after 8 days that unconscious, that you have issues. Then you now see your pastor and his wife and all the amazing people married for years. Please celebrate them again. So the next time they tell us there's gay month, did you hear what I said? The next time they tell us we should celebrate gay pride month, Abby, they even use pride. They said that month you should be proud. But God resists the proud. So America is telling other things we celebrate them one day, Women's Day, Flower Day, 3 Day. But their own, they said, is 1 month. The next time they raise that pride month, you know what you do? Every couple you know, every day of that month, you put up their picture. Every believer, are you listening to what I'm saying? Not Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve, man and woman. Pastor Mavis, right now, an average American cannot define what is a woman. Professors cannot define what is a woman. Even my children can define it. They say, it's gender specific. It depends on how you feel. It's what you define woman to be. So somebody tell them, Ori, Ori, Okpe. Yes, it's possible that Ori is somebody, Okpe. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewal of your Ori that is not Okpe. Sit, please. We celebrate you. Sit. We will teach the world principles. We'll teach them media. We'll teach them how to take news, whether bad or good, and tell it in a good way. Are you listening to me? There's some news channels, they thrive on bad news. I wouldn't even mention. If you want your heart to beat faster, just tune into that news. It's an international news. Once you tune in there, under 5 minutes, you'll be depressed. But listen, we don't share breaking news. We share making news. Hey, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Media mongols will rise out of this place. And you tell stories that will change the world. We'll teach them how to do entertainment. You didn't hear what I said. What better entertainment are we having than here? You have danced, you have shouted, you have screamed. Yes, you have not smoked anything, you've not drank anything, you're not abusing any girl, you're not touching anything, nobody's shaking booty, and you are happy. Hey! Who teach them that there's a higher level of entertainment? That entertainment does not belong to the devil. He said, in your presence there is fullness. There is So every other thing, every other presence is half measure. He said, in your presence there is fullness. If you want fullness of joy, don't go to the party, don't go to the club. If you want fullness, full cup. Talk me. Overdose. Hey, overflowing. Out. If you want pleasure, he said, fullness of joy. In your, at your right hand, Dera, it is a pleasure. He said, if you are high on pleasure, this man will give you pleasures. Over pleasure. So I don't need MTV to find pleasure. I need KJV. Yeah. what is sweetness? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Blessed is the man that's walketh not in the ways of the ungodly, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have the capacity to have good success. Which means there is bad success. Somebody say principled. We'll teach them. I say we'll teach them. When he saw the multitude, he said, he began to teach them. We'll teach them how to do life. I can go on and on. We are here to teach the world. We teach them education. We teach them with another curriculum. Every one of you is with the educational space. You are a teacher, you are a coach, you are an education, you are into education space. Stand. Do you know who you are? Yeah. You are a pastor in disguise. Every time you stand in front of that class, every time you are taking that coaching class, every time you have a congregation. Go teach the word. Do you know the word disciples means pupils? Go make disciples, which means go turn the world to your students. I release the anointing of God over you. You will teach our children. You will teach a generation the ways of God. If you believe it, shout, I receive it! All this yama curriculum, you will go in there and you will download curriculum from God. You won't put scriptures to it, but by the time you download that curriculum, they will look at you and say, we want this. You teach them the ways of God. People will pay you and they will come and learn from you. By the time you're done, they'll say, how did you get this wisdom? You say, follow me. Your students will become your disciples. Crusades will break out. Underground churches. Militias. Receive that grace. I see schools. I see institutions. I see coaching organizations. I see it spread out in this room by the Spirit of God. Sit for a while. We'll teach them. We'll teach them how to do business. We'll teach them economy. That there is an economy higher than Wall Street, Broad Street, and all the streets. You didn't hear what I said. We'll teach them that in our economy, money does not fail. Because money is not even number one in our economy. The number one thing in our economy is love. We spend love. God says everyone in the book of Acts, nobody lacked. It's an economy. Which means everybody knew that what they had, they were stewards of it. And they have love enough to say, God, if you say this wristwatch is going today, show me the person. See the way their face have changed. This economy runs by love. It runs by faith. It runs by relationships. The transaction is not first money. The transaction is first heart. Look at someone and say, we'll do business together. Have you heard that thing where they say Christians cannot do business together? We will kill that thing. We will do business together. They say, no, I'd rather do business with a Muslim than with a Christian. Don't be one of such people. May God give you covenant brothers. May God give you covenant sisters. Let the money circulate in our economy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? How many of you are into fashion here? You are into fashion. You sew. You are into the fashion space. Makeup, fashion. We're going here today. Listen to me. Pastor, do you see what you have here? This is an economy. This is mullah. Pastor, with your permission, you guys get on a WhatsApp group, all of you, in the fashion space, and start sharing ideas. Start thinking how you take over the fashion space on this campus, in this city. Have a 5-year plan, a 20-year plan. Listen to me. What you are wearing today is determined by some people in Paris. Did you hear what I said? It's determined by some people who believe they have power and they have wealth. And they have community. They sit in a room. They decide from tomorrow, everybody is wearing bongo. I don't even know what bongo is. But everybody's wearing bongo. Everybody is wearing this hairstyle. And they look for one or two people. They look for a gay person. They look for a movie actor. They look for a footballer. I say, come, well, plait your hair like this. And all of you will now start saving money. Because some uncircumcised people decided this is how you dress. That devil is a liar. Before Jesus returns, many of you here, you will design ayaka. You will design styles. You will design creative stuff. You will create stuff in the fashion space. It will not be seductive. Yet, it will not be something the world can reject. You will not be showing every part of the girl's body, but they will say, Kai, there's glory. There's beauty. You'll be covered and beautiful. Tell somebody who will teach the world. Those of you standing, put your hands in front of you. I'm just ministering already. I'm just releasing graces. Father, release ideas. Release patterns. Release akaka, innovation. For the fashion space into the hearts of these ones. Father, in 5 to 10 years time, let there be people here who will own brands. Brands that I will see at the airports of the nations. Brands that I will see at boutiques around the world. Lord, Akapayana, let there be collaborative works here. People who will come together to collaborate and they'll begin to change culture and begin to shift culture in the fashion space. I declare you receive it in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Sit. I need to pull this. Hey! So Jesus saw the multitude. He wanted to teach them. So he wanted principles to be released. Secondly, he wanted miracles to happen to those multitudes. Miracles. So principles, miracles. Principles, miracles. He wanted the supernatural to break out amongst those people. And break up among the multitude. Listen to me. We will not just teach the world principles. We will demonstrate miracles. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Jesus taught the crowd. Then Jesus demonstrated power. You will not just have principles. You will have miracles to show. Oh, come on. Did you hear what I just said? You will not just have a note full of notes from 20 days of glory. You will also have a note full of testimonies. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Because the principles should produce miracles. Jesus takes the bread, blessed it. There's so much I could have shared from this, but he blessed it. Then he gave it to his disciples. And then his disciples gave it to the whole set of people. This way I'm going to. For this miraculous dimension to break out, you must understand that Jesus first taught principles, then he demonstrated miracles. He showed them how to take little and how to take bread and fish and multiply it. There were over 5,000 men. This is one of the miracles of Jesus that was rendered in all the 4 Gospels to communicate something to us about the technology of miracles and what God wants us to walk in. And God opened my eyes to see and watch me. And that's where I'm headed with this message today. When Jesus took that bread, when he found that bread, when he took the bread in his hands, ego valataha, he lifted up to heaven and he blessed it. And the Bible says he broke it and then put it up there. He blessed it, he broke it and gave them to who? Hey, come on. He gave them to who? His disciples. So principles, miracles, disciples. That's the ultimate agenda. Go make disciples. The reason for the principles and the reason for the miracles is because he wants to make disciples. I'm going somewhere with this message this evening. And that's to let you know that God is going to cause you to walk in the miraculous, because the nations are about to be discipled. What does that mean? You are going to become that church that will be a disciple-making movement. Oh, did you hear what I said? I said you are a disciple-making movement. Say with me, I'm part of this disciple-making movement. So let me walk you through it. Jesus takes the bread, breaks it, great lady, and then he gives it to his disciples. There were 5,000 people. Before he did that, he said to them, make them sit down in groups and in ranks, which means there was structure and there was order and all of that was going on, which means it was really a crowd. Bible scholar says that there were not just 5,000 people, because the Bible said there were 5,000 men. So if they are Nigerians and they came with their wives, do the maths. So there were potentially maybe 15 to 25,000 people there. Because in the Jewish culture, you count men. Azubaraba. But this is what Jesus did. He says, set the system in place. I'm about to release a movement of miracles. This miracle, I will not do it alone. You give them something. Remember, you give them. I'm talking about you. Come on now, help me, Potters. I said, I'm talking about you. This bread must go around. This bread must touch your family. This bread must touch your campus. This bread must touch your nation. This bread of life. You hear what I said? This principle must miraculously touch the ends of the earth. You are about to carry something that will change your world. You give them something to eat. When Jesus said that, what he was saying is this: I will break the bread. I will bless the bread. I will break the bread and I will give it to my disciples. Of the apostles, and then they will take the bread and give it to the heads of hundreds. Well, am I talking to anybody in here? They will give it to the heads of hundreds. The hundreds will take it and give it to the heads of 50s. Am I talking to somebody in here? The heads of 50 will give it to the heads of 10. And then the heads of 10 will give it to 9, to 8, to 7, to 6, to 5, to 3, to 4, to 3, to 1, to the last person. Hear me and hear me good. The power of this miracle of Jesus is not that Jesus blessed the bread, broke it, and divided to his disciples. The power of this miracle was that when Jesus broke it, and gave to his disciples, as he was giving it to his disciples, it multiplied. As the disciples took it and broke it and gave to the heads of hundreds, it multiplied. Oh, you didn't hear me. The miracle happened as they passed it on. Walk with me. Because it couldn't have been everybody coming to Jesus to collect bread agege. He wasn't. He couldn't have. There would have been a stampede. Do you agree with me? Jesus didn't personally feed the 20 to 25 people. No. He broke it. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples. His disciples took it, broke it. Listen to me. The power of the miraculous in this end time church is not just going to be when it happens in the hands of Pastor Mavis. You didn't hear what I said. The power of the miraculous in this church is that Pastor Mavis will break it on Sunday, will bless it on Sunday, will put it in your hands. You didn't hear what I said. And then when you go to your classroom tomorrow, you take the same bread. Take the same revelation, because the last time I checked, the bread is revelation. Take the same revelation. Take it to your family. And as you break it, the miracles will happen in your hands. So the power of that miracle, dear lady, was not that they went back home and said, today, Jesus fed us with bread. The real testimony was that everybody went back home that day and said, me too, I'm a miracle worker. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Everybody went back home and said, me too. I saw bread multiply in my hands. When I took the bread and I broke it and I gave it to my neighbor, as I was breaking it, it was multiplying. I decree and I declare the days have come where an army will rise up, and through your hands, through your ministry, through your gift, through your idea, miracles will break forth. If you believe it, shout, yes, me. Put your hands in front of you, which means the miracle can happen in your hands. Which means the reason for 20 days of glory is for all of us to, all of us the ministers, to break the bread. Bless the bread and put it in your hands. And as you put it in your hands, you catch it. Listen, listen. The secret to the last person in that crowd getting the bread is that somebody must pass it on. So if you receive bread and you say, if you receive bread, I say, God has met me at the point of my need. If you were in that crowd and you received bread and you said, this is just for me. I just came to pray. I'm selfish today. If you were in that crowd and you received bread and you kept it to yourself, you stop the miracle. So the miracle only happens when you receive the bread with a mindset that you give them. The only guarantee that your bread will get to you ultimately is that when you receive. As you receive, if you want to participate in this miracle, don't stop. If you want to participate in the miraculous, don't just come to these services and receive for yourself. If you want to participate in this miracle, when you go out of here today, look for a sick person. Look for a person who's not saved. Look for somebody that is not born again around you and pass the bread. The miracle is in your hands. Put your hands in front of you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Look at those hands. They also can heal the sick. They also can set the captives free. Look at those hands. They can also feed the poor. Look at those hands. They can also start businesses that will change the world. The miracle is in your hand. I said the miracle is in your hand. Look at those hands. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? God's going to use what's in your hand to release a miracle. He's going to use the bread in your hand. He's going to use the fish in your hand. I said he's going to use it. I said he's going to use it. He's going to use it. Kapara desta. He's going to use what's in your hands. The anointing is coming upon what's in your hands. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost right now. I release the anointing upon your gift. I release the anointing upon your gift. I release the anointing upon your gift. I release the anointing. One more level. Take it to another level. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I see the angels of God all around this room, impacting people with grace. Impacting people. Pass it on. 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 The miracle is in your hands. I said it's in your hands. Listen. Listen. Look at me. The anointing of God is going to come. What's happening tonight? This is an apostolic meeting. Something is going to fall. The anointing is going to fall on your hands, on your gift, on your ability. Because through your gift, your ability, God is going to do miracles. There will not just be signs and wonders on Sunday morning. There will be signs and wonders in classrooms. There will be signs and wonders in halls of residence. I said there will be signs and wonders in courtrooms, in boardrooms. Am I talking to somebody in here? There will be signs and wonders in the IT world. Your hands will produce concepts, will produce apps and technology, will produce services and goods. Hey, is somebody receiving? Oh, come on, something is happening here. Oh Lord, I'm loving this. I'm loving this, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. Look at it. Look at me. Watch this. Watch this. You get this. Two fish, five loaves was brought to Jesus. What God wants to do, He wants you to recognize your fish and your loaves. Your fish are your natural gifts. Your fish are your natural gifts. The things you can do naturally. The things you didn't go to school to learn. The fish that came out of the water, natural things. Does anybody have any natural gifts in here? Is there anything you can do? You can do almost effortlessly. The things you call hobbies, the gifts that you thought were just things you love to do naturally. That's your fish right there. That's your natural gift. That boy also gave bread. Bread is processed stuff. Bread is taking wheat, taking butter, taking all of those things and mixing them together. Your acquired gifts, what you went to study in school, the things you studied about, the professional courses you took, the skills you learned. Am I talking to somebody in here? The things that you took certifications for. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have your fish? Do you have your bread? Come on, do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Does anybody have some natural gifts? Does anybody have some acquired gifts? Your degree, your certifications, your learnings, your professional stuff, your skill. Look at me. This is where the anointing hits. They gave that to Jesus. If you will put your natural gifts and your acquired gifts in the hand of the master, you know what he's going to do? He's going to bless it. When he blesses it, when he blesses it, what was natural and what was acquired becomes supernatural. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's what is happening right now. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the blessing of God is coming upon your gift. The anointing of the Spirit is coming upon your gift. It's coming upon your natural and your acquired gifts and releasing spiritual gifts right now. Lift your hands in the air at the count of three. Shout yes, Lord, and receive the blessing. Receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost to go and do miracles. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord. It's here, it's here, it's here. It's here. Some of you feel fire in your hands. Some of you feel fire. I stretch my hands towards you. I release fire all around this room. It's happening. Ushers, help them wherever they are. I decree and I declare at the count of three, shout yes, Lord. The anointing, the blessing, the breath of God, the miraculous, the supernatural is coming upon your life. Pass it on. The miracle is in your hand. The miracle is in your hand. The miracle is in your hand. At the count of three, shout yes, Lord. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.